Today is World Teachers Day. Ghana is marking the day with a celebration of the 18th National Best Teachers Award in Kumasi, where Vice President Park Wese Mr. Arthur has commended teachers for their good work. He said teacher appreciation should not be the responsibility of government alone, but the entire community.
The appreciation of teachers should not remain the sole responsibility of central government. Communities should take ownership of their schools and on their own initiate efforts and programs to recognize teachers they appreciate. I wish to assure teachers in this country that this government has already taken a stand for them and therefore finds the theme chosen for this year's celebration of World Teachers Day very appropriate. As a government, we intend to contribute our quota towards your welfare, and we expect that you will reciprocate this gesture by working hard.
You heard Vice President Park Wese Mr. Arthur. We now go over to our presidential correspondent Seth Eya, who is in Kumasi, and he's joined us on the line. So can you describe to us the feeling or mood among the awardees?
Thank you very much, Abraham. The awardees are very, very happy. As the Vice President said, this is just a token, you know, to show the nation's appreciation to the sacrifices and dedication of the Ghanaian teacher. At the moment, teachers from all categories are being honored, and the total number of teachers to be honored at this place, at the Kumasi Jubilee Park, is 85. Out of which the overall winner, the first runner-up, and the second runner-up will be announced in a very few minutes. And so the mood among teachers here, Abraham, is a joyful one, even though they have their own challenges.
Well, Seth, we played a little soundbite from the Vice President's speech. Can you apprise us or give us a thrust of the speech of the Vice President?
Well, as you heard, the Vice President, the team is taking a stand for teachers, and the Vice President assured the teachers that government has already taken a stand for them, and he has been telling them that the teacher has become key in today's world in unlocking the world's resources. And he said that now, you know, human resource has become very important, more than, you know, other natural resources. And so the government is willing and is already in motion, you know, doing everything possible to make the teacher the centerpiece of the government's aim of achieving quality education. You know, he mentioned specifically the single farm pay policy that the government has introduced as one of the measures, and also, you know, teachers were also talking about allowances, which he said, you know, the government is aware and is going to make sure that all these things come to the teacher. He also said that the government, you know, is going to build 200 community day secondary schools, so that when these secondary schools are in force, they will help to absorb the number of
graduates.
Yes.
Seth, a little away from the Teachers Day, what will the Vice President, I beg your pardon, will be doing after this ceremony?
No, the Vice President will be honoring the overall best, you know, representing, you know, their prizes to them, and from here also meet the Otumfuo Osaitutu, and also meet other, you know, leaders in this region. And that will round off his activities in Kumasi today.
Okay, thank you very much, Seth. That was our correspondent, Seth Eya, in Kumasi with the Vice President.